Media app.
CBS News Brief. A scorching heat wave's moving from the Midwest and South eastward. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
Suggestions remain the same. Take as many breaks as you can. Spend as much time indoors with air conditioning as you can. And keep yourself hydrated if you have to be outside.
Russian state media report no survivors among the 49 on board a plane that crashed near the country's eastern border with China. The BBC's David Harper.
The twin propeller Antonov had made one attempt to land at Tinder, close to the border with China, and was making a second approach when it went down in a heavily forested mountain area. Russia's TASS news agency has reported the plane was nearly 50 years old.
Brian Koberger's four-time life sentence has begun a day after families of his four Idaho University student victims spoke out in court.
Steve, why was it important for you to look him directly in the eyes?
I looked him straight in the eyes and I just seen black holes. We've been waiting a long time to say some of those things that needed to be said.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh on Tuesday, where he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. New duties and tariffs on overseas purchases may hamper your online buying. Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says it is buyer beware with overseas shopping right now, and that if you need refunds or relief from a U.S. agency, you might be out of luck. Criminals have also been sending out phony messages saying you may owe duties on a package. If you're expecting a delivery, check with the seller or delivery service directly before paying a fee. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, as he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl.
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter. He's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:06. Nice to have you back here in Madison on this Thursday, July 24th. One more day here in Madison Studio A2, along with producer Parker Olson. And then tomorrow we'll take the show on the road up to Oshkosh and find out what exactly is this air venture thing that's going on with the EAA. But Brittany Merlot is there, so she is off today. She's enjoying all the adventure that comes with air venture. So Chad Holmes is here from 98.9 WXCO. But first, to solve the mystery of coffee from the last hour here.
Oh, boy.
Where, Chad, good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay. So I finished my gas station coffee, and I saw that there was a coffee pot there, and I assumed one of these fine early morning producers, you know, put together a pot. Maybe Parker doesn't drink coffee, but I figure maybe he makes a pot for everybody. I don't know. Maybe Dominic does.
I don't have that know-how.
I poured the coffee, and it was incredibly cold. And I had no idea if it was yesterday's coffee. Does the coffee maker get cool that fast? So I went to go put it into a mug and warm it up in the microwave, and I find this. I have to spin this whole thing 360 degrees. This coffee mug says up north. News, and then a little logo right there in the middle. This is not something we made at Up North News. I have no idea where this came from. I can only assume Luke Mathers was dabbling in merchandise, and that this Frankenstein of a coffee mug was one of the early drafts. But it was hidden in the back of a cupboard here in Madison.
I like it.
Chad is not impressed with this
he's not.
Bit.
No. I'm thinking the only thing missing on that little circle, instead of a Wisconsin, they should have a picture of you on there.
Absolutely. Ooh. Yes. Who wouldn't want my mug on a coffee mug?
Speaking of which, I know you're in Madison today.
Yes.
You see all the great signage I have in my studio. Boy, it looks like you're in a closet there.
Well, there's a reason for that. And if you saw all the office supplies and things on that rack over there, you'd understand that's exactly
Tell
where
those
we
folks
are.
To get some signage in there. You know,
well,
Parker did get the
Civic Media banner behind him.
There you go.
I did my part.
He's sitting right in front of me, but behind me, Bupkis. But yeah. And the thing is, I mean, there's flat screen monitors everywhere around here. I mean, you can get these things for, you know, buck and change nowadays. So I'm hoping next time we have one of these here and we have some nice views of Madison.
By the way, you say you're going to Oshkosh. When are you coming to Wausau? That's the question.
That is a good question.
The Kreitlow, Wisconsin tour.
I think you need to come to Wausau sometime because I know you're beloved. I just had Nancy Stensel on from the Democratic Party.
Well, that's just where I was going to go on that is friends
and,
that are there.
She loves Pat Kreitlow.
Well, we love Nancy Stensel, and I was going to bring her up because if you aren't on Facebook following Chad Holmes, you ought to be at WXCO, and he made note that this morning he had Nancy Stensel on, and let's see, yesterday there was Mary, is it Clues or Cluz of the Wausau?
Mary Clues.
Of the Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. There was also Rob Hughes, a teacher in the Wausau District, sharing his concerns about modern education because he is a Herb Kohl Teacher Fellowship winner, talking about his 25-year journey about community support for students. So, I mean, you're not just reading sports scores over there when you're doing these local breaks during our morning show.
And it's always great to talk to interesting people. And speaking of Rob Hughes, not only has he been a teacher in the Wausau District for 25 years, and he was very nice. I think they may have taken away his Herb Kohl Fellowship Award because he invited me to speak to his class last week. And I think they're probably saying, what's that all about? But no, he also has an organization called Wausau Area Food for Hope. Mm-hmm. And every Thanksgiving that basically, especially kids that are in the area schools that may be struggling a little bit, who have families who are struggling financially, they raise money and they provide turkeys and ham and really make a Thanksgiving that is much better than it otherwise would be. And we talked about that, and people can donate to that. So, again, there's a lot of folks out there doing really good things for this community.
That's awesome. And so let's go back to Nancy Stensel and the discussion there.
Well, she, one reason that I have her on every other Thursday, number one, but today I wanted to talk a little bit about something that, I think a positive where folks can come together, whether you're Republican or Democrat here, but she is issuing a challenge to the Republican Party here in Marathon County to basically, in the month of September, the first full month of school, to have to help our kids not be hungry in our public schools. And of course, there's disagreement from time to time on tax dollars and public money going to anything when it comes to the schools. But in this case, it's almost a put up time because there are school lunch debts. And that's, and I said to Nancy, I said, if there's anything more depressing as a statement than public school lunch debt, where kids and their families, to avoid being hungry, are in debt for their school lunch.
Yeah.
But the challenge is that in the month of September, for Republicans and Democrats alike to make a donation to one of the area public schools here in Marathon County, whether the Wausau School District or DC Everest and other smaller schools as well, to make a donation to pay off school lunch debt. And then to report that donation to your political party. If you're a Republican, report it to the county Republican Party. If you're a Democrat, report it to Nancy and the Democratic Party. And then at the end of the month, we'll have a scoreboard and see who is able to tally up more in terms of paying off school lunch debt for the kids and their families here in Central Wisconsin.
That's awesome. Has she gotten a response from the Republican Party?
Just starting it up.
Okay. So okay.
And I had a raised eyebrow there, and I'm thinking, let's hope that there's no looking for excuses not to do it.
Well, yes. I mean, look, I can see them saying, "Oh, you're just trying to point out, something."
Yeah.
Fine. You can make the political points you want, but you could also, put up or shut up on this matter.
And really quickly, it kind of brings up a point that I actually had a very interesting discussion on Saturday concerning, again, government. And the idea is, well, the Republicans and this person who I think is more conservative said that the people should be taking care of each other, that that local organizations should be taking care of each other. Huh. And okay, fine. Okay, I disagreed and I had this discussion, but this is a case where we're doing it the way that they want to do it. We're going to try to raise money through individual contributions. I don't think that's the permanent way of making sure that a problem is solved. But at the same time, here's an opportunity for you to show us that it works.
Yes, because there was something that I heard, I believe, yesterday from the acting director of FEMA. And it's an acting director because, Trump fired the last one for daring to say that FEMA shouldn't be disbanded. And by the way, since that time, Trump has changed his mind and no longer wants to disband FEMA. Needless to say, this interim director was very proud. He was crowing about the response to the Texas floods and said something along the lines of locally led but federally supported, that we had this great response to the Texas floods. No, they didn't.
No, they did. I mean, FEMA especially, because Kristi Noem, you know, now requires her signature on anything that costs $100,000 or more. And it caused a 24-hour delay in FEMA's response. Do you know how many lives could have been saved in the first 24 hours? And again, it always comes back to saving a buck versus a life with these folks and saying, well, you know, people ought to take care of themselves. I pay my taxes for that. I pay my taxes so that, you know, whether it's wildfires in California or a tornado in Chippewa Falls or a hurricane in Florida, that, you know, in all these places, there aren't enough resources locally. Nationally, we pull it together and we can help the niches of the country that have an issue. And I don't understand why there is an entire political class that has such a problem with that, unless it's for the more nefarious purposes of, you know, we got enough means to take care of our own, and that's what we're going to do, screw the rest of you.
Well, and it's been proven. It's been proven over and over again that for every dollar that you invest in these programs, you get so much more back, mm-hmm. 3-4 times the amount back. So the idea that, hey, like Tom Tiffany said in his op-ed to the Pilot last week, well, the biggest tax cut in American history and lower and middle class people are going to get back this amount of money. Well, the amount of money that you get back is nothing compared to the amount of benefits that could help save a life or keep your family out of poverty or any other aspect. Again, in terms of, yeah, maybe at the end of the day, you'll get $5 more on your paycheck
you know,
every 2 weeks. But in the end, it's going to cost you a whole lot more. I mean, he did not bring up the fact that I've read, and I hope it's not totally accurate, but I have no reason not to believe it, that folks who are on the Affordable Care Act on the marketplace, they're going to see their healthcare costs go up 75% because of this bill.
Yes.
I mean, great. I'm getting a small tax cut, but my premiums are going to go up 75% if I want to have health care coverage.
But they only want to focus on the one. Yep. They only want to focus on the one. And when you mentioned, by the way, Congressman Tiffany's letter in the Wausau Pilot and Review justifying the mega bill, I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to say again, I would commend to people go back to the Wausau Pilot and Review and read the response that was put up by somebody named Brandon Lutke from Wausau. Just a very good point-by-point takedown of what it is Tiffany wants you to hear versus what is actually in the bill.
It was wonderfully done, too, because it was very, I would call it, professorial.
Yeah.
It was not an emotional response, and sometimes, and
nope,
I find myself
facts.
In the same thing, yeah, that we get overly emotional because there is a reason to be emotional when you feel like people's lives are being affected in a negative way. But at the same time, I think it's a much more effective way of going about it. But say, hey, yes, he appreciated the fact that Tom Tiffany actually responded, because sometimes we don't hear all the time from people like Tom Tiffany after a vote like this. But at the same time, there was things that were left out of the congressman's response. And again, I agree 100% with you that anybody that would like to get a little bit more information generally about what was put into law with this so-called Big Beautiful Bill would be, I think, advised to read that letter to the editor and other articles that truly try to get to the word that may be operative is big, but there's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing to find out more and more and more about what's in this bill.
Oh, yeah. And that's by design. The same people that criticized the Affordable Care Act and all the other things for being too big created something truly big and bloated and a true boondoggle. Just a couple of seconds left, and I have to follow up on your trip to Vegas. The third-party company that screwed up your ability to access your funds in your bank, has this resulted in any heads on sticks yet, or at least an apology from somebody along the way?
No, I mean, the thing is, I kind of understand, in a sense, they're trying to protect us. But the bottom line is, I think in this era, doggone it, we should be able to talk to a human being.
Thank you.
That's the bottom line on it.
Yes.
I mean, I can understand almost everything else, but the idea that I could not get a human being on the line mm-hmm. in order to help me out, that was the thing that was infuriating.
Yeah, and especially somebody, you know, close to home, not overseas, who has no vested interest in getting things done on your behalf quickly. Chad Holmes catches local updates on 98.9 WXCO in the Wausau area or on the Civic Media app. Thank you, Chad. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Coming up, we're going to have a local update and talk to Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets and Joe Specky as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Hello, doorman, I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this July 23rd, 2025, have your host, James, here. We're joined by our wonderful friends from the ODC. We got Lisa Rouse with us right now. Lisa, how you been?
I'm good.
Good to have you here. Thanks for being here. Always appreciate the time. A big shout out to everybody over there at the ODC. Not only everybody working, but of course all of our friends over there and the clients and everybody that we love hanging out with. It's fun to hang out with you, Lisa, kind of one-on-one. We're able to really lock in on some of these events coming up. And all of these events are fun. They're exciting. They're for so many people in our community. I want everybody to keep in mind as well that these are great resources, not only to find out more about the ODC, but also ways you can impact the ODC and help out things at the ODC and be a partner and a friend with the ODC. I cannot encourage that enough, no matter who you are listening. Lisa, let's start with the event, you know, and you got this in order. I love how you did that. The sensory skate is going on tomorrow. I wanted to touch on this one with you.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention because it is coming up tomorrow. So our sensory-friendly event, it's a roller skating event at Skate City. We do this with low lights, music isn't as loud, lots of sensory-friendly activities to do. So if going skating on a Saturday night is just a little too much for you with all of the people and all of the noise and all of the flashing lights, this is a much more subdued version of getting out there and skating. I remember doing that in the 80s. Like, that was what we did. We went out and skated at Skate City. So you can do that in a much more subdued atmosphere for those for sensory friendly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow out at Skate City from 10:30 to 1:30. The pricing is $7 per person, and that includes your admission, it includes your skate rental, and get this, an hour of unlimited pizza and soda.
So. That right there alone makes me want to go. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a child of the 80s, Lisa. And, yeah. And like you, also spent a lot of time skating, especially at Skate City.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a side note, I'm so happy that Skate City's up and running, still going strong and everything. I think that's really, really cool that it is.
Yeah.
And I love that the only thing that makes it cooler is them working with the ODC like they do. And another a number of other nonprofits that they've worked with over the years in town. I think that's really cool to see. But speaking to when I was a kid and roller skating and some of that, it's when I first started to realize that I had light sensitivity and my eyes are light sensitive. And it could be a little bit daunting, a little difficult, especially sometimes when you're going in, you're in the darkness and you come out to the light or any of those things. But that's while I don't make light of that or anything, no pun intended, I didn't mean to do that. I use that as a loose example of what it can be like for individuals that are struggling much more with those things to the things that you were touching on before. I think most average people struggle with this at times, let alone when we have somebody who is been diagnosed or has a much serious degrees of this. And I think there's a lot more. In fact, I know there's a lot more people out there than may know about this as well. So it's just as important that the event goes on as well as we share the event and let people know about it. And this show is really good at that, I think. But we know that the word of mouth, it goes so much farther.
Yeah, it does.
So everybody out there listening, make sure that everybody knows about this one, because I think you'd be surprised how many people could really benefit from this. Mm-hmm. For every person you might be thinking of, there's probably somebody that you might not think of that would be a part of this. I'm saying this because in part, I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. I think this is the second year this is going on.
Yeah.
We talked about it last year. We've talked about it a little bit in the times that ODC has joined us before. Last time we were with us, and we got to hang out and talk about it. And it was only up until last night, and I'm prepping for this interview, and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've got light sensitivity. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that would have been benefited by this as a kid and everything. And that's just kind of on one end of things.
Right.
So there's so many people that could really benefit from something like this, along with having a darn good time. It's going to be a great time. You can't have a bad time at Skate City.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
When there's soda and pizza besides. And you don't have to have those sensitivities to come out. Like, come out and enjoy it. And to your point, like, when I was a kid and tried to do the moving lights and on wheels, it would throw off my balance.
Mm.
So, and I'm going to mention that because you don't have to skate while you're there. Like, if I go there, I'm going to be probably walking around because I don't do so well with my balance. So you don't have to have those sensitivities in order to come out and enjoy it. Just enjoy the time, get to know some of the other people there, and just enjoy the event in, like I said, a little bit more subdued atmosphere.
I think that's such a really cool thing to bring up, Lisa. It's really cool, first off, that it's open to everybody.
It is.
I think that's really awesome to do. I think that the layers to that are noteworthy. One, individuals, kids getting to see kids or hang out with kids that maybe they wouldn't know otherwise,
right,
or just don't get to see that often, especially in summer. That's fantastic. I know that we, as adults, we might think that social media has changed all that. It hasn't really changed it that much. These kids still don't get to see each other very often, the idea of a child that maybe doesn't have some of these sensitivities and a child who does, and them being in the same place, having fun together, doing the same things. As a kid, again, another thing we forget the older we get, of how hard it is to feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how hard it is to feel like you fit in and some of those things. And seeing kids of different types, you know, however you want to word that, getting to hang out with others, it's a big deal. That's awesome right there in general. And I also think that people might take in this event and realize, oh, I like this a lot more, even if you don't have any sensitivities to what Lisa's saying there. You might be like, oh, this is a lot better. Mm-hmm. I like this a lot more and everything. It's a wonderful time. And one more time, Lisa, the time and date of this.
So tomorrow, Thursday, July 24th, from 10:30 to 1:30. Again, $7 to get in. If you don't skate, I think it's $4. So if you don't need skates, it's $4. But again, $7 to get in, and that covers your time there, your skate rental, And then again, an hour of unlimited pizza and soda.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting that back. I was going to tag it if you didn't. That was good.
Important stuff.
It really is. And Lisa also wanted to mention the blood drive that is coming up over at the ODC as well. This is another way of the ODC putting into our community, helping us out and hosting a great event.
Yeah, again, that is coming up Wednesday, August 13th.
You were listening to The Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day. From the high cost of housing, childcare, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026.
The package of bills was introduced in part because legislators say the bridge payment program does not go far enough to serve all families who need support. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR, WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four, First Steps, is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears, Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand.
when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
We're going to hear from Joe Zepecki in just a bit. First, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets at the opening bell, where the markets have opened mixed as hopes for a trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union are keeping some fresh records in sight. But Wall Street's also looking at earnings from tech giants like Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and Tesla. Sean, as we look ahead at what's happening on Wall Street there, we've gotten into the leading economic indicators, the impact on the tariffs. But I want to go just take a step back to a conversation we had last hour about cryptocurrency. Two legislators that want to make sure that those ATMs that are going up all over the place that, you know, claim to let you, you know, invest in some way or buy or purchase cryptocurrency are somehow on the up and up. And I'm casting no aspersions on state legislators or members of Congress, but this is such new stuff. I just wonder if you're, would you be as cautious in counseling people to approach those crypto ATMs as I would be?
More so. You got to remember, my training is in anti-money laundering, anti-fraud. Crypto, I checked the figures while we were on break, and the FBI reported just last year $5.6 billion of fraud in crypto, up 45% from the year prior. So yes, crypto is gaining in popularity and impact, but it is still a very, you know, wild, wild west type marketplace. The number of fines and regulatory actions in this space are non-trivial. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is a real lack of enforcement. In other words, really almost complicit action by the federal government and the Trump administration. They're looking at possibly allowing 401ks to start investing in crypto. My strong advice is don't do it unless you can lose it, because it's basically, you know, go to the racetrack instead. You'll have more fun.
You will.
And your odds of winning are probably about the same.
And you've got a president who has made more than $1 billion off of, again, allegedly.
$3 billion.
$3 billion off of
some. Documented $3 billion since he got inaugurated off of his meme coins. Yes.
So don't look for him to be a big proponent of strong protections. Yeah. And that gets me to the final point on that, because Wisconsin Congressman Brian Steil was leading the charge for, you know, quote unquote, crypto week last week in Congress, which they claimed was going to put the first good regulatory framework in place to protect consumers, banks, the economy, small businesses, everybody on crypto. I'm going to say, from a completely uninformed perspective, I've seen the coverage of it, and I don't know if you know or have any opinion on the crypto bills that did pass and go to the president last week.
I have an opinion about those bills and the regulatory environment. Anytime you have an idea that is being pushed forward by very wealthy people who already have a lot of money as a way for other people to make money, I would be very skeptical. It's probably a great way for them to make money, not necessarily for you, you know, on Main Street America to benefit yourself. You know, stay with this tried and true. Don't get out over your skis, and don't bet on something that is literally backed by the full faith and credit of nothing.
Sound advice from about your money in the markets from Sean O'Malley. Sean, nice of you to join us from Lower Manhattan there. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. Take care.
All right. Let's bring in Joe Zepecki and kind of continue that conversation in terms of, you know, again, whether Congressman Steil is looking out for the constituents of his district or the folks on Wall Street. And contrast that to Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senator Kelda Roy's last hour talking about looking out for Wisconsin consumers on cryptocurrency. Joe, I think I know where you and I would put our money if we had to bet on one or the other of those groups of public servants looking out for us.
I thought crypto was just the dog in Superman.
No. Turns out that there's more. Yeah.
Oh, it's,
it's no, not much more, is, but yeah.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And the insistence by Republicans that they get to write the rules and their choices to date, which include one of the craziest parts, which is, and there's a lot of crazy parts, of the Trump economic plan they passed via reconciliation, are new rules for meme coins and how you can't do a corruption with your own meme coin unless you are President Donald J. Trump. They carved out a loophole for their boy. I mean, it's just insanity. And of course we need rules of the road and regulation. And I wish Democrats fortitude in the fights to come and to just say, you know what? Regulations and rules of the road are required and they are a good thing. We have let Republicans and conservatives define every bit of regulation as bad for business, and that's BS.
You know, Brian Stile was, a staffer for Paul Ryan before running for Congress himself in that same seat, and it just strikes me as, again, trying to give the appearance of being a wonk on something, in this case, crypto, and hoping that, much like with Paul Ryan, you know, the appearances outweigh the actual heft of any legislation that Paul Ryan or Brian Stile would work on.
Yeah, it's one of the curses of the Trump era, which is Republicans now believe that they can get everybody to just listen to what they say and not to actually watch what they do. They think talking a good game is enough and that the policy doesn't matter. That's not how the world works, and they're going to find that out at the ballot box sooner than you think.
Well, that just takes us to another Wisconsin congressman, Derek Van Orden, who, again, lacking any substance, is really good at throwing out the rhetoric, and in this case, the Russia-friendly rhetoric, as he's now calling for the imprisonment of former President Barack Obama, essentially parroting what Russian Ron Johnson had to say, which was parroting what Tulsi Gabbard, another Russian asset, had to say about this whole 2016 Russia, Russia, Russia thing. Why are we talking about it right now again, Joe? He said rhetorically.
Well, the answer is that he doesn't want to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein, which right. We'll get to, I'm sure, in a moment. Yes. I think there's two ways we need to talk about this particular piece of it. One is how, like, just stupid it is. And then the other is the more serious take. So let's start with the stupid ones. First of all, Derek Van Orden recently protested, perhaps a bit too much, that he's his own boy and he doesn't work for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? That was just a couple weeks ago.
I do. No, he had a colorful word that he used, that he is not one of those people for Donald Trump, not one of his little, let's say, puppets. And that lasted an hour.
Yeah, and he's not doing a very good job of asserting any independence or doing anything other than just following the orders and saluting, you know, President Trump and saying, yes, sir, how high, sir, no matter how absurd. And so now let's talk about the absurdity of this Obama conspiracy that Trump is blathering on about. Like, they are claiming they have Obama dead to rights on a secret meeting that took place in early December of 2016 about Russia, Russia, Russia. That is a meeting that I have read about in multiple books, including books from people in the meeting, like former National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. And after that meeting, Obama went out into the press room and gave a national press conference saying that Russia did not
hack the voting systems and impact the actual votes of the 2016 election. And you have now National Security Advisor, former Senator Marco Rubio, who led a 3-year investigation via the Intelligence Committee that concluded Russia used active measures to try and influence the 2016 election. So that's the absurdity, is they're claiming a conspiracy that everyone from Barack Obama to Marco Rubio has come out publicly and said Russia tried to influence it. They didn't actually change vote totals. So what the hell are we doing here? But here's the very serious part.
Uh-huh.
Unless you want to weigh in on the absurdity.
Take it.
It is deeply, deeply troubling to have a president of the United States from the Oval Office falsely accuse a past president of treason. You know, we worry about red lines. We talk about approaching or crossing red lines. This is incredibly dangerous and incredibly harrowing. And shame on every Republican who knows better, which frankly should include Derek Van Orden. Whatever you think of the guy, he's not an idiot, right? He might be out over his skis a little bit. He might not be the brightest member of Congress, but he's not a dum-dum. He knows better. And all of these Republicans should know better. And the fact that they are willing to go, well, that's just the cost of doing business in the Trump era, to have that level of accusation levied by a sitting president is deeply, deeply troubling and underscores the need for voters to excise all of this rot from our politics.
Well, and there is something dangerous and harrowing, as you said, about Trump making these claims, these false claims against former President Obama, going so far as to post AI video of Obama being arrested and put into prison. But there is this reason why Trump had to use manipulated video showing Obama being, you know, arraigned and charged with crimes. And the reason is because we have actual video of Donald Trump being arraigned and going to court and being convicted of 34 felonies. And when you are a convicted criminal in the Oval Office and you want to make sure things don't get a little bit worse by your name showing up in some way, shape, or form, we don't know exactly the degree, in the Epstein files, boy, you're going to go nuclear. And that's where they're going, is they're going nuclear on Russia and Obama. Because, again, when you got a convicted criminal, you got no place else to go except desperate.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Is a schoolyard taunt.
Right.
Not a way to govern this country or to conduct yourself if you are the person responsible for the decision whether or not to launch nuclear weapons. I don't know how else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the presidency of the United States is a serious job for serious people. And many of us have known for more than 10 years how deeply unserious Donald Trump was. I am glad to see more voters, particularly on the right, recognize that and say that before, unfortunately, Republican members of Congress are doing so.
Joe Specky giving us the update on what has truly become silly season in a terribly serious way. A local update is next for some of you. Others, some final news and notes here. We'll also check in with James Kelly from our Civic Media Newsroom in Chippewa Falls. Tomorrow I'll be in Oshkosh. We'll be talking to UWO Provost Ed Martini, also State Representative Lee Snodgrass, and Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, James, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Joe and I.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
I mentioned this a number of times, and I will always, as long as I'm on the air, I'm going to talk about it when it comes to blood drives. There are a lot of people who enjoy superhero movies and comic books. I'm one of them. I love them all. It also looks exhausting. Mm-hmm. We're coming up with a nickname or a catchphrase, the tights, the cape, all of it. You could be a superhero just by donating blood.
All you need to do is walk through the door.
All you got to do. You don't have to do that. All the good names are taken. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine trying to come up with a new superhero right now.
Right.
Just do this and you're covered. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you're helping out. One thing I like to touch on, strangers helping strangers.
Yeah.
This is a big one right here with this. But it's not just local strangers. But to Lisa's point, the other things that are being affected in our country, just right now as of this recording, who knows what might come up in the next month or two or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Also something you touched on I really appreciate is the you know, how in need we are of these things. We've been talking since the beginning of last summer of how low they are on supplies.
Yeah.
And polentas and all these things, and we're still in just as more in need now. When you can donate, when you can be a part of things like this, you're not only able to help out, you know, your fellow Americans and your fellow people here, but you're also doing something that not everybody can do. There are a lot of people out there that I talk to that would like to donate that just medically cannot,
mm-hmm.
You know, for various reasons, of course, and everything, but would love to. So you're really embracing and doing something that is incredible work. And you, again, don't need a cape.
Right.
You don't have to. The cape seems very uncomfortable to me. I don't think I could do that part. One more time. When is the time and dates of this?
Yeah. So that's coming up August 13th. That's a Wednesday, August 13th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. right at ODC. You can come right in the doors, and it takes place in our lunchroom. That's where they set up. And if you give any time between August 1st to August 28th, you'll also be getting a $15 e-gift card. If the snacks that they don't get that they give you aren't enough,
yeah, right.
A little extra incentive is an e-gift card to a merchant.
The cookie you get afterwards, it's one of the greatest cookies you'll ever have. I don't know what they do, where they get them, but yes, they're awesome. It's a great note. And we'll be talking about that event as we get closer to it on our morning shows and here on this show as well. As we're speaking with Lisa Rouse from the ODC and getting ready to wrap things up, we end on a big one. One of our favorite events, not just here at the studios, but here in this community. Run, Walk, and Roll is coming up, Lisa.
Right. So super excited about this event. Taking place again for our second year out at Rooted in Red, the Cranberry Farm and event space. At Rooted in Red, they're such great partners with us, and we so appreciate the venue that they provide for us, the fields that you can walk around. They do so much work to make this all-inclusive, so they grade a number of paths, so if you want to come out, run, walk, and roll, you can do that. You can bring your strollers, wheelchairs, all of that. And if you're not able to walk or roll around the Cranberry Marshes, they also provide wagon rides for those attending. So I can't say enough about Rooted in Red and their partnership. Mm-hmm. We so appreciate them. So the end of August, Saturday, August 23rd, that's coming up. The Run, Walk, and Roll starts at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come out and walk around the Cranberry Fields. They have a number of different paths marked out for different times and different mileage. Come out and enjoy the beauty out there, and then rock with us starting at 4 o'clock.
Two of my favorite bands going to be down there, Antoinette, Southbound.
Yeah,
got some great music. Some of our greatest bands in this area.
They are
playing. Wagon rides are also going to be available, it looks like.
Yeah, wagon rides are from 3 until, I think they run them from 3 until 6, don't. It depends. From 3 until 6, they run those. And again, what a great way to get your family on a wagon and just ride around the bogs and look at the beauty out there at Rooted in Red.
I love it. And we don't have enough opportunities for wagon rides anymore. Enough people are doing them and everything. That's really cool. Along with we're going to feed you. There are going to be food trucks down there as well. And yes, there will be a raffle. I don't believe that in Wisconsin you can put on an event like this without a raffle. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in the one of the
always
bills.
Has to be a raffle.
Yes.
Yes. I agree. Somewhere in the bylaws in Wisconsin is that there has to be a raffle involved whenever you bring people together.
I appreciate you bringing up Rooted in Red as well, because great people over there, and any chance to shout them out. They do so much things like this
they
in the
do.
Area.
Yeah.
And all of this it's such a fun event. It's got to be one of the more fun events that we can have in this area, and we all look forward to. But I do want to remind everybody that this is all for a really important good cause as well. It helps the team at the ODC continue to do the vital work that they're doing in our community.
Right. So I really want to let people know a couple of things. Number one, this is free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to cost you anything to come. But we do use it as a fundraiser. So I have to really give a shout out to the sponsors that help us put this on. So we have some really, really great sponsors. If you go to odc.com and look at our events page, you'll see all of our sponsors listed there. We're still looking for a couple more. And what's amazing about sponsorships is they don't have to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can give something small or help us make a raffle basket or provide a raffle basket for these very awesome raffles that are required in the state of Wisconsin. So we'll have raffle baskets there. We're going to have some large raffle prizes. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and that is our way of raising funds. But you don't have to do any of those things. You can just come out and enjoy it. But this is a fundraiser for ODC. It's all-inclusive, which means there's going to be a number of our ODC clients there. And what a great way to interact with them in a really low-key, laid-back family atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Make sure to make plans for this Saturday, August 23rd, 3 to 9. This will be taking place, Run, Walk, and Roll. Join them at Rooted in Red Cranberry Farm for this event. We'll be talking about this one and building it up more and more as we get closer to it. And Lisa, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more about some of what we got to talk about today, is there a good way to reach out to you?
Yeah, so my phone number at ODC is 715-818-6443. And you can also email me at lrose@odcinc.com.
And that website, be sure to bookmark that, odcinc.com. It's a great way to keep up to date and everything they're doing over there and help promote some of the things they're doing from over there. Find them on social media as well. I have a wonderful Facebook page. Encourage you to subscribe to and keep up to things that way.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. United Healthcare has just confirmed it's under investigation by the Justice Department over its Medicare billing practices. The company says it is complying with both criminal and civil requests. Lawmakers in Washington may be on summer break, but debate over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files continues. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS's Major Garrett,
"I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president...
This is not a hoax, in other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not."
The president has labeled it just that. Mr. Trump is headed to the Fed today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He'll join a tour of the Federal Reserve Building, which is currently in the midst of a heavily criticized $2.5 billion renovation. The visit comes as the president has openly gone to war with Fed Chair Jerome Powell over his decision to keep interest rates steady.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.